this is Neil Burns from Draw the Line. You're listening to Monday Night Talk on WATD. I'm back in the saddle again, baby.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we want to once again thank Dr. John Sharp, author of The Emotional Calendar, and of course, state rep, who was once pushing for Aerosmith to Aerosmith Dream On to be the state rock song. We want to thank both of them for joining us for a few moments. Joining us right now, you can see Maria Stefanos, Fox 25 news anchor. I know I watch from time to time, so I can find out what's going on in the area if I'm not listening to WATD. And I believe we have Maria on the line. Maria, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Kevin.
How are you?
Time to time.
You
can at least lie and say, Maria, I watch them every single night on the Fox 25 news at 6, 6:30, 10, and 11.
I would, but my girlfriend usually is watching The Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I got to admit it. I try to squeeze it in when I can, but, you know, we got to share the TV.
Well, you know what? She overrules me every time. So you know what, Kevin?
Yep.
Whenever you can watch, we appreciate it.
Plus, on top of it, she's best friends with Frank Stass, so I can't beat that either.
Oh, my favorite. Hello, Frank. Is he there?
He isn't, but we're hoping that if we can get you on in future shows, that we'll have him in studio to say hi to you.
Nobody's better than Frank. Believe me. Frank and I worked together for many, many years. 15, to be exact.
Is this stage? Because he says the same thing about you.
No, it's not.
Okay.
He's the best.
He said the same thing about you and also about Maggie, too.
Oh, I love it. Wonderful. So what are you guys talking about tonight?
Well, this is what I got to ask you. You know, we had a chance to see you a couple of years ago. You, I believe you emceed the awards that are given out to the folks in radio and TV. And you did a fantastic job. We all had a chance to meet you. And I believe during that evening, you kind of shared with us that you were once a radio gal.
That's my first job. I made $15,500 a year.
Preach to the choir.
It was the best job. I'm telling you, I was a State House reporter, and that's how I know the State House so well and all the players so well. And I was up there for Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci and Jane Swift. And it was a great job. It really was. And I loved to do – I would just do State House stories and then – sort of sell them to through a service to other radio stations, a whole bunch of different radio stations.
Do you miss it at all? I mean, I know you're a big
sure.
star now, but I mean, do you miss all those hours of gathering? I mean, that was probably the day when we were doing analog on tape, right?
Right, exactly. You know what? I'll tell you what I do miss is that I got to wear jeans and never had to do my hair and didn't have to put a stitch of makeup on, and I could ask any question, and I still ask any question. But I absolutely love radio, love it, of course. TV is closer to my heart at this moment, but sure, they're both great.
Now you also I know you're an Emerson College grad, but you've also done some work over at Emerson as a professor, right?
Yeah, I taught part time there as well. Yep, many years ago. You're just trying to date me to the audience, aren't you?
No.
Oh yes, no. You are.
If I was going to, I would have sent my condolences along to Rex Traylor, who is somebody that who was at that institution for many, many years teaching radio and TV.
He was incredible, absolutely a legend, a local legend for sure.
Well, let's kind of come to your turf, and you know there are many times that I've had a chance to see you do great interviews. I'll say the one that I had sent you a tweet the other day was you had U.S. Senator Scott. Were you at his place doing an interview with him?
Correct, at his home in Wrentham. Yes.
Talk to me about that interview. What did it take to kind of set that up? And what was his demeanor? Did he have more of a relaxed demeanor than you've seen in a while?
I think so, because he was at his home. And I've known Scott for many years, and I used to cover him as a state senator. But I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. And you know, yes, he does now is a commentator for the network, but that's separate from us. We're the local Fox station, and that's on a totally different level.
Right.
But I had, since Election Day, even prior to that, I was sending texts and making phone calls to his press people and doing all the right things in the proper channels and requesting interviews. And I don't like giving up, and I did not give up,
no,
and I continued to ask. And finally, I think I just wore him down, and I think he just said, fine. Leave me alone. If I do this interview, will you leave me alone? No, that's not what he said. But and he was very gracious and very relaxed. And Very Scott Brown. That he was exactly how he usually is.
I think you kind of had him on the defensive, though, when you asked him about running for governor in 2014. Do you kind of get a sense that he might be kind of taking a look at things right now?
I thought he was very honest. He literally looked at me and said, I would be stupid if I didn't take a look at this. Mm. And if I said to you, oh, no, I'm not looking at that, he said, I would be a liar. He's absolutely looking at it. But I truly believe after sitting in front of him, and I don't know, he didn't tell me this. This is just my impression. This man wants to be back in Washington.
Mm.
That was my gut.
So do you feel that we could see a Warren Brown 2.0 in a couple of years?
Oh, you know, this is Massachusetts politics. Come on now. Anything could happen.
Well, I mean, technically, actually, whoever ends up winning, you know, former U.S. Senator John Kerry's seat, they're going to be up for 2 years, right?
Exactly. So then we're going to see the whole race open up again. So this is the special Senate election, which is interesting to see it looks like everybody has their signatures right now.
And that's what we call a segue, because we could talk about the U.S. Senate race right now.
All right. I will talk to you about anything.
Have you had a chance to talk to all of the candidates at this particular point? I mean, beyond them all getting their signatures and getting on the ballot, whether it's the three Republicans or the two Democrats?
I have talked to them in various points in my career, for sure. We talked to Dan Winslow, and we said, you know, we made him commit to say, you have to announce on Fox, and he did, which was very nice. Yes, I've talked to many of them. I have not talked to Mr. Gomez, which I would definitely be interested in doing. The great thing, we have the Fox 25 News at 6 and 6:30,
yep.
And here's why, and I know you're getting ready to watch Housewives, but let me just say this. What we do there is we're different. And we bring politicians in, and we have them come on, and we ask the questions that you're asking, that people at home are asking. And it's just a great little forum for us to sort of take a different look and a closer look at all of these elections. And it's really a gift. Look, I don't want to just sit up on a news set and read words that are in front of me.
Sure.
That's boring, okay? I would have been out of the business a long time ago. But I work in a place where I'm allowed to ask all these questions of people who are going to either be lawmakers or are lawmakers and try to help foster change, or at least questions and provocative talk. And
sure.
It's really great. So let me go back to and answer you and say I'm ready to talk to Mr. Gomez. I'm ready.
It seems as though his people are kind of keeping him at bay from the media. I know they did that up until last week. Supposedly they were going to release him to the media, but we still haven't had a chance to talk to him. I mean, I've had a chance here on Monday Night Talk to speak with U.S. Rep. Lynch. I've had a chance to speak with Danny Winslow.
Yep.
I spoke with Mike Sullivan, who's an Abington guy who's right down the street.
I am. I've known Mike for years.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, of them, Mr. Markey and Mr. Gomez are the two that are hard to kind of pin down.
That's interesting. I'm sure. I'm having a hard time with Mr. Gomez as well, in terms of just trying to get. I'd love him to come on and just ask the same questions that I've asked everybody else.
Hmm.
For sure. And I'm surprised about Ed. I'm sure Ed will reach back to you.
No, I'm like a bloodhound. I'll track him down. that's the way you're gonna be. You'd mentioned about your job. What's it like to know? I know I've seen a couple of promos for Fox 25 that you guys have tenacity to ask the tough questions,
right?
And have the person. What's that like to be able to get that for your viewers, the answers that are on everybody's that's on everybody's mind?
I really mean it when I say this, Kevin. It's a gift. Look, either you want to just get your news from your phone, or you can get your news from just the straight news, or you can just sort of get this interesting way of telling these stories, and we let you guys decide. We don't want to decide. We want you guys to decide, and we always involve people in our conversations, which means we ask a question of the day on our website, then we bring it into our newscasts. And I don't know, I feel I've been here for 15 years, and I do feel like when I walk through this door in this building, I feel like it's my first day at work, and I'm excited to be here. I don't know how many people can really say that. I feel so blessed. I really do. Plus, I'm getting old. I mean, let's be honest, okay?
No, we don't want you to be... No, don't say that.
No. Look, you can't be this old on TV. No,
okay.
I'm kidding.
You do okay. Listen, if you say you know... It's just a place a guy that doesn't go when you're talking to.
I know. I set you up. I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to walk into the trap. I backed up quickly.
You are smart. You are smart. But the truth
trained.
Is, I feel blessed to be in a place where we listen to our viewers. I think we ask really good questions. Look, sometimes, you know, we don't ask the best questions, but at least we're asking the questions. And that's how I feel.
Look at the race, these two races. What do you think is going to be the bigger race? Is it going to be Marky Lynch or is it going to be Sullivan Gomez Winslow?
I think it will be the sitting reps right now, and that simply because of what they are, and that they're already in Washington. And I think that's where a lot of focus will go. Plus, we're a Democratic state.
So you think that's the heavyweight fight right there?
I think I mean this when I say it. This is the best sport we have here, and we have some great sporting teams. But politics is the best sport here, and I really can never predict what will happen ever.
Okay. I got to ask you, you've done so many stories, so many high-profile people. What has been your most memorable interview that you still say, wow, I can't believe this interview or that one?
I know. You know how many times I get asked that question? I should really come up with just the
right
answer.
I want to hear it from you. I know. I want to hear from you.
Oh, you know?
I think I do.
Oh, you tell me.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right, I've interviewed the First Lady, Laura Bush. I've interviewed Mother Teresa when I was a reporter in Fall River, which is unbelievable.
I thought that was the bigger one. Mother Teresa has to be big.
No. It was a long interview. I just happened to be standing in front of her and just, you know, had a wonderful moment.
She nodded her head a few times?
Yeah, but that was fine with me. Are you kidding me? It was incredible.
You get it on camera, you do it.
So, but yes, I've interviewed presidents. I've been very, very fortunate in my career. But I'll tell you this, and you'll tell me your answer, but I will say this. I've been doing these Real People, Real Stories segment where it's just going out there and interviewing real people who have real stories. And there's nothing really spectacular about their story or really too tragic about their stories, but they all inspire me. And these are the things that stay with me. And I that's another part about this job and how great it is, that I'm able to tell the boss to say, you know what, great, let's do it. Let's do good news. Let's do inspiring news. So that's the stuff that always sits with me. Now, you tell me.
I got to ask another question, and that is, being as passionate as you are, because I see how you react to certain stories. I mean, how do you prevent yourself from saying what you really feel when you read a story, especially like you're setting a story up and you're going to break,
sure.
You come back. How do you try to maintain your professionalism when a story is so outlandish? Example, down here in the South Shore, the 9-year-old, the 10-year-old kid who's a rapper, and that's got a lot of big play. I mean, stuff
little
like
poopy.
That. Little Poopy. How do you?
I waited for you guys to say the name, so I didn't have to. So thank you very much.
But how do you maintain your composure and not go off the deep end and put your own personal touch in there?
Well, that's a very good question. But that's not our job to do that. What we do is that we elicit responses from the public, and we're able to share those with our viewers. And when we do these feedback questions, and that's how it comes out. Look, I'll be honest with you, Kevin. I don't have much of a poker face. So even though I don't say anything, it's pretty obvious how I feel. Mm-hmm. Some people like that. Some people don't like that. Of course, you know, not everybody's cup of tea. But,
sure.
You know, there's a line. Look, I think also in this age of this instant reaction from everybody, with, you know, on your phones, on your computers, I think it's sort of nice to not have to say something about everything. And I think it's pretty clear, if viewers have watched me for a long time, I think they know how I feel about something. I'm not very good at hiding it.
Well, I will have to say is we have to wrap up our interview. I did promise that I'd have you off by 7:45, but I would love if we could have you on from, you know, maybe every couple of months, have you come on. We
sure.
Talk about some of the bigger stories, and we kind of do a little bit of a, you know, a little kind of teamwork between WATD and Monday Night Talk and yourself, and kind of discuss it at length. Would
sure,
you be willing
I'm
to do that?
I'm happy to do it, Kevin. It was my pleasure. It really was wonderful to talk to you. You guys are terrific.
And I will promise to make sure Frank Stass is here one of those times.
He's one of my favorites. Believe me. Now, let me ask you never said who you thought that my favorite interview was.
I thought the Mother Teresa one would have been.
Oh, yeah, that is. For sure.
I thought it was.
It is. It all is. They're all good.
They're all good. You can't just say pick one.
It's like your children.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
Maria, you are the best. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Wonderful talking with you all.
Keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon again.
All right. See you tonight at 10.
You got it.
Thank you.
It's Maria Stefanos from Fox.
You got a
25.
Custom see you tonight at 10. Custom for you.
I can't. Wait. Fast and Loud is on.
Oh.
We got to watch that. Either that or...
You just hurt Maria's family feelings.
No. It was honest with her. It was straightforward.